Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Vav. Shabbos daf Chaf Vav, and we are on Chaf Hey Amid Beis by the two dots. We were just speaking about different issues relating to Halakas Neiris, and we spoke about Chova versus Mitzvah, Nafkaminas, and the last thing we discussed was a pasuk from Eicha, where Yirmiyahu HaNavi is lamenting what he lost, what he used to have, and part of what he used to have was Halakas Neiris Shabbos. He yearns and thinks about what he used to have and all the good times that he used to have with the Halakas Neiris. Okay, so we continue now Tana Rabbanan with the related issues, because he also spoke about some of the other drushes about what he was lamenting that he was missing was a set up bed and beautiful kalim and a mita mutzath, isa mukushetes. So says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Eze ashir, kol sheyesh lo nachas ruach ba'ashro, div Rabbi Meir. Who is an ashir? Someone who has nachas ruach ba'ashro, somebody who appreciates his osher. Div Rabbi Meir, he has nachas ruach from his osher. Div Rabbi Meir, the Pasuk says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezeu ashir asameach b'chelko, and the Mefarshim there, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, that if somebody doesn't have nachas ruach from his osher, then it's as if he doesn't have anything. Oiv kesef, ol yispa kesef, and therefore one has to, ashirus is not objective. It's not objective. It's not somebody has a certain amount of money. Because Ezeu ashir, as we know in Yadus, is hasameach b'chelko, so we have a similar drasha here, has to have nachas ruach b'yotzo. Rashi says here, interesting line, l'may nafkamina, what is the definition of an ashir? L'mitrach l'hadure milsa. How much do you have to be toreach after it? Meaning, as much as one has, once one has enough that they have nachas ruach from, so that's all one has to have, right? To do, that's the level of ishtablus. That's Rabbi Meir. Sibin matkas, Rabbi Tarfon Omer. Kol sheyesh lo kuf kramim umeyasodus v'kuf avadim. She'ovdim bohem. Who is an usher? Someone who has a tremendous amount. This is a huge amount that people don't have. Rabbi Tarfon is basically saying, no matter how much you have, you know, you're never going to have this. So ultimately, that type of ashirus is never going to exist. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol sheyesh lo isha na'eb ma'asim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, an usher is someone who has a beautiful, a woman, a wife, who is beautiful in her actions, in her midos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol sheyesh lo beis akisei samach lo shulchano. Rabbi Yossi says, somebody's an usher if they have a bathroom close to their house, as we've had Gemaras here in Maseches Brachos, relating to the medicinal value of having a bathroom next to one's house. And when always one has to check if they have to go to the bathroom as they're passing up facilities. So Rabbi Yossi says that makes a person an usher. Interesting, two of the great Achronim point out that these statements aren't just haphazard statements by different people. First of all, the Maariv Chayis suggests that each of these statements was specifically said by the person talking because it related to their lives. Says the Maariv Chayis, Nira Be'enai, Kol elu achachamim, kol echad omer lefi darko v'hisna haguso. Everyone said according to their specific hanhaga. Rabbi Meir was a scribe, he was a poor man. Rabbi Meir hoya lavlar, Rabbi Meir chacham v'sofer, he calls all different chazals. And because he was that, he didn't have riches. He didn't have literal objective riches. So what was an ashir? He thought himself as an ashir. Why? Because he had nachas ruach ba'ashro. Whatever he had nachas ruach from Yekia Kapav, he worked, and that was enough for him. Rabbi Tarfon was a rich person. Was a rich person, literally. So that's why he talks about actual ashirus. Be'emes hayalo kramim v'avadim rabim, as it says, he quotes Gemaras in Nedarim and elsewhere, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, as we know, the famous Gemara is about Rabbi Akiva's wife, Emesachas Ksubis, the daughter of Kalba Savua. Right? She said, if it was up to me, he'd go away for another 12 years. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Shamar Ezeu Ashir, Kol Sheyesh Lo Isha Tznua B'Maasim. Hainu Gamkein, B'Bnei Sha'idei Ishto Zach Alamalas HaTorah. Through his wife, Kamod Amrina, like it says in Ksubis, Taf Samach Kimel. Rabbi Yossi later on, in Daf Kuf Yud Ches, where all the Amoram say, oh, I want my chelik to be with this group of people. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Yehei chelki im hamesim b'choli me'ayim. I want my chelik to be with those who die from intestinal issues. Why? Because, Chazal tell you, intestinal issues, that means someone who didn't have any other chatayim. And he only dies because he's human. And the human, most physical part of our body are our intestines, where the food goes and it's digested. And it is broken down. So choli me'ayim. Rabbi Yossi says, "I want to be near a bathroom because I want to be in that group." Choli me'ayim. It's l'shitaso that is what ashiris is. So says the Maariv Chayis. Fascinatingly, each of these people talking related content-wise to what they said. The Maharsha as well, right here, says maybe these three attitudes are precluding three attitudes why someone would gather riches, would want ashiris. There are those that want ashiris, says the Maharsha, in order to be to gaf covet. Yesh asher shema asif lechvod lekovet shielo shame begdola v'lios nikra ashir. I'm going to be called an usher. I'm going to get a lot of covet. I'm going to get a seat on the Mizrach wall. That's why I want to be an usher. V'yesh shema asif osher, and some others gather osher bishum shechoshev shitzarach harbi lepanasas ishto. I need a lot to support my wife. B'sher v'ksus shechayev la, so much. I have materials my wife's going to want. My children are going to want. I have to get a lot. And others say, no, extra security to have in the future to make sure that I don't rely on others. Says the Marsha, each of these three attitudes are being spoken to by the Tanaim. First of all, the attitude of, Ashir is just be called Ashir and Kavod. Right, so says the first opinion in the Rabbi Meir, he says, no, you have to have Nachas Ruach Ba'ashro. Doesn't matter how much you gather, you need the Nachas Ruach. Number two, the wife. Oh, you have to keep gathering money, money, money. My wife wants more. And I use my wife as an excuse to try to keep getting more money. It says, Isha no'e b'ma'aseha. That's the godless. That's the ultimate wife. Einim avakashas mi ba'ala kishutim v'daylo b'muat. Right, we have to get her kishutim. But it's not like she demands it. And finally, number three, Chosh klapi misha choshev she yitzorach la'ashiris ba'eish shalo yehe bari kamar dedavar zegabkein ein lo shir avalamar she yenikra ashir v'yishmar b'yuso. Just take care of yourself and be healthy. She yelo be'sakise savach lo shulchan avalo yavo lidei choli. You won't become to being holy in order to be able to need the money. So all you do is just that you will make sure that you don't get sick in the first place. So each three, says the Marsha, says the Maharetz Chayis, each of them have a deeper meaning than just what meets the eye. Okay, we continue now, four lines from the bottom. Back to issues in Bava Malikin. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ein Malikin Bitsari, which shouldn't light, one is not allowed to light with Sari, with balsam. Why? My taima, Amar Rabba, Mitoch, Sharecho, no Dave, Gzeir Hashem Yistavik Mimenu, Sari has a beautiful odor. Beautiful smell, and therefore we're worried. If somebody uses balsam, uses sari, then they're going to love it so much, they're going to want to take some of the liquid, some of the fuel, they might take it out, and therefore they would violate the isser of kibuy, of extinguishing, removing some of the fuel that something is lit from on Shabbos is the malacha of kibuy. So that's why you're not allowed to use sari. Armalei Abai, Abai said there's a much more basic reason not to use sari. Lema marba b'deshihu af. It's flammable when you light it. If something might catch fire, so it's very dangerous to use. So why do you say that reason? Rashi says, "V'nidbak b'kosle habayis." It will stick to the walls of the house. Umadikas habayis. So Gemara says, "Chada v'od kamer." It's both reasons. Chada b'pneishu off. Number one, because it's off, it's very flammable, and when you light it, something might catch, so it's dangerous. V'od gzeira shem yistavik mimenu. And number two, because you might come to use some of it because the such a sweet-smelling substance. Says the Sfasemis right here, Lamai Nafkamina, between the two reasons, possibly when you lit it already and now it's in a contained environment. So you don't have the danger reason anymore. You don't have the off reason, but Shemi's topic menu. It still smells nice, so you might still come to use it. Yishlomar says the Sfasemis, the Nafkamina Beinata Amim, the Afil Edliku Kvar, Asur l'hishtami, said slow. Even if you lit it already, it's asur to use. The yishlomar debi mishtami shpo mikil amechash tvei, shiistabik mimenu. If it's already lit, you have to be worried. So therefore, says the Sfasemes, that might be a nafkamina between the two reasons. Interesting, these two reasons, one of them is more mishum isser, mishum gzeira, and the other one is mishum sakana. We're worried about sakana. We find sakana comes up in a number of places in the world of halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, and elsewhere. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, relating to eating fish and meat. Fish and meat is in the Shulchan Aruch. Fish and milk, that's a Beis Yosef. Some Sfaradim have the minhag of not eating fish and milk, but fish and meat is in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara talks about it in Pesachim, Adaf Ayin Vav, where the Gemara says it's asur because of davar acher. What does davar acher mean? Some type of saras. Rashi says they are misachim some ayin vav saras. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this: Sarach li zoher shelo leechol baser v'dog yachad v'bnei shekashel et saras. This relates to what we discussed a couple of days ago as well, in terms of something that a mitzius that might not exist anymore b'zman hazeh. We spoke about the tiny little bugs. Either way, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and the Nosei Kalim don't say that we don't have to hold of it. Meaning the Nosei Kalim assume that we have to hold of it, even if we don't understand what the danger is. This is the halacha about eating meat and fish together because of kasha litza ras. Fine. One of the issues related to the sakana element, right, it's saras, it's only us and mishum sakana, 2 points. Number one, as I said, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, even though the Shulchan Aruch does not quote every halacha like Mayim Galuyim and the like. Some of those the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to worry about Bezman Hazeh. This one he just quotes, and he does not have any limitations. Number two, interesting point is there bittul? Is there bittul when it comes to sakana? We know there's a concept of bittul when it comes to isurim. Isur is batal barov, batal bashishim. But what about when it comes to sakana? Is there bittul when it comes to sakana? So that is a big discussion in the Achron. And the Pesachei Tshuva right here in some Kufta Zayin quotes that v'ayin b'sefer. He quotes, let me just find the right line where to start from, says the Pesachei Tshuva. Let's start from here. Ayin ber heitiv linyan davarshu sakana ibalto b'shishim. This is Sifkant and Gimel, there in Kufta Zayin and Yeredeya. V'ayin b'shuvas chavas yoyer, shepasak lo hakel debatel. V'chein kaza b'shuvas shvus yako, b'shein lach reklal. There's bittul, just like there's bittul by Isurim, there's bittul by sakana. V'ka kaza b'shuvas chutashani, tedafka eris nachash yinu batel, only the poison of a snake is not batel, techoshin legili afil b'mem sa'amayim. Only that way there's an extreme danger. Aval davarshinu eris, aval ishus Sakana batel bishishim, says the Pesachei Tshuva in the name of a number of achronim that one can be makel. But then he goes on, is it not so lenient? The lenient is daiti nira di mikol akam ochi chata shapir di tema di biika shishim shari lachi yasar maril lama lo tziva sheyosifu. He quotes the story of the Maharil where he didn't add on. Right? He said if you would have if it would have been batel, so why didn't you just add on? He would remove the sakana. There's no isra bittul esol chachila by an issue of sakana. So it's not so clear. Not so clear whether the issue that we paskin bittul by Dvarim Mishum Sakana. And you have many halachas also that pertain to the issue of fish and meat, which relates to Sakana. What about cooking in the same oven? You're not eating it together. What about using the same utensils? The Minhag of Klal Yisrael have separate utensils, separate fork for fish and for meat. Right? So that's the issue of Sakana extends to that. The practical, very practical application of the issue of bittul is Worcester sauce. Worcester sauce, which is always made with fish. The question is, people like having that on their meat. So you'll have some brands of Worcester sauce have 60, they're mevatel, the fish ingredient. So the question is, are you allowed to have this Worcester sauce with meat? So the OU has a policy that anything has more than 1.67%, they label it with OU fish. I mean, it's OU fish, then you can't have it with milk. If it's anything less than that, then that would be negligible in their view. Again, that's just one limit of a certain poskim as an example of what is batel. Okay, but then we're getting back to our Gemara. Our Gemara spoke about there's issues of Isurim, there's issues of Sakana. Those are the two reasons given not to use Sari. Just one other Ha'ara, and that is, here, when it says Mepnei Shehu Af, so the Pashas, we understood it was that it's dangerous. You don't want to use it because it's dangerous, like what the Rashba says. Tosfos says, it's one step further. It's dangerous, and therefore you might come to put it out. Top Tosfos, just that Tosfos understands the Gemara that way. Via Bohol Amamono, via Volachabos. Tosfos says it has to do with an issue of Gzeira also, even though how we just formulated it is that it's Isser Gzeira versus Sakana, but Tosfos says they're both issues of Gzeira, of worry about a Malacha. Okay. Third line. First, we have somewhat of a tragic story quoted here about the flammability of this type of material. Right? I guess all in-law jokes and relationship with in-laws, Rahman al-Slan, bad relationships come with this, but halavai, all of us should have wonderful relationship with the in-laws. Hahicha masa davi saniya li lakalsa. There was a mother-in-law that did not like her daughter-in-law. Amr le zil ikshib mishcha dafarsman. Why don't you put on and put on some makeup of tsri, of this type of flammable material. Azla ikshot, ki asis amrola, zil itzli shraga. And she said, yeah, why don't you go light the candle there? Azla itzli shraga, infach by nurava achalta, rachmana litzlan. She was burned. Again, maybe also to show us that there is some, sometimes a little information about a danger could really be used, rachmana litzlan, in a terrible, terrible way. And we have to make sure that we work on all of our relationships. Baruch Hashem, maybe that's the message we could take from here. Okay, weiter. Umidala sa'aretz, hishin uvuzradon, rava tabachim, l'karmenu liyogvin. The pasuk says in Yirmiyo, when uvuzradon was exiled, all of Klal Yisrael, he left a few people there in Yerushalayim. He left them to be karmim and yogvim. Karmim from the word kerem, somebody working with the vines, and yogvim, Rashi says, lashon yekavim, lashon of a yekev, of a press, a wine press, she'otzrinu potzim et achilazon. But they're not pressing the wine here, they're compressing the chilazon, as we know from tchela sugyas, lohotzi damo, and as we know, the Gemara later on is going to talk about squeezing one of those on Shabbos, as we talk about on Daf Ayin Hey, as we'll see later. But karmim and yogvim, so who are these people? So the Gemara says, Karmim Tini Rav Yosef, Elu Malakte Afar Simon Me Engedi. That's what this is here. Because Afar Simon is Sri. So who are the Karmim? The people who gather Afar Simons in Engedi Va'ad Ramsa. From Engedi to Ramsa. Yogvim Elu Tzaydi Chilazon. These are the people who catch the Chilazon Misulamo Shal Tzur Vat Haifa in the north of Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Chassam Sofer here notes that, why don't we just say it's the Pashas? He left some people who to work in the vineyards. So it says the Chassam Sofer, because Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have, the Nevuzradon wouldn't have left Jews in Yerushalayim Stam. If he needed people to work, he would have brought non-Jews there. Why'd he leave them? It must be they had a certain skill that nobody else could do. The Elu Karben Biyog Vimamish Lazel Lohayim Eniach. Afilo Daliyama Aretz. Elohayim Agarish Osam Behavi Lusham Nachrim. El Akarchach Malakte Afar Simon Sheinenu Gada Elaberet Yisrael. Kimavur b'sefer Yosefon. He quotes Josephus. V'chein tzaydi chilazon. U'b'mlachas halalu lo hergalu v'lo lamdu b'hem. Eladali ameyars v'aret Yisrael. That's why he had to leave them in order to allow them to work the land for their benefit, for the benefit of the Babylonians. Okay. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana, and continuing, who we're allowed to light, what are we allowed to light with and whatnot. Tana Rabbana, ein madlikin betevel tame b'chol. You're not, forget Shabbos, you're not allowed to light with tevel. Tevel, produce that Trumas and Maishas weren't taken off of yet, untithed produce. You're not allowed to use tevel tamei b'chol on a weekday. We know we're not allowed to eat tevel. That's an issa daraisa. Misa b'di shemayim. What about getting hana'ah from tevel? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to get hana'ah from tevel tamei. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that truma tameya, as we just spoke about the past couple of days, truma tameya, a kohen is allowed to benefit from. Tevel Tamei, not allowed to. Bechol, on a weekday, Vein Tzarech Lamar B'Shabbos, and surely on Shabbos, one is not allowed to use it. Kayotze, let's stop there for a minute. Major Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi here says, the Gemara says you're not allowed to use Tevel Tamei. Rashi says, Kol Shekein Batahar. Surely Tevel Tal you're not allowed to use. As we're going to see soon, Tosfos doesn't know what the Kol Shekein is. Tosfos says, Pirish Bekunches, Bekol Shekein Batevel Tamei Vein Nireh. What's the kolshikin? You can't use tevel tameh. Temehecha tesi. Who says there's a kolshikin? Who are the metevel tar? Tosfos says, okay, maybe it's the same din. But I don't know any kolshikin. Why should tevel tar be more likely that you're not allowed to use it? I guess maybe because truma versus truma tameh. Truma you get more usages out of. So why here? So, but that's Rashi. Rashi says kolshikin, and Tosfos says no, it's just similar. The alfinon tevel tar mi devil tameh, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara, you learn it from each other. Ma tevel tameh ein lucha bo shum hanah shel kilu yelamei rovei. It looks just like tevel tameh. You're not allowed to get benefit from, even though truma tameh you could get benefit from, but tevel tameh before you take off the truma from the tevel, you're not allowed to get benefit from. Af tevel tar, so do tevel tahar. Aval. Tosfos holds. Continuing Tosfos. Hana'a she'ena shel kiloi. But getting benefit from tevel that is not shel kiloi, where you don't destroy the tevel. Shari. De lo matzinu b'shem makom she'e tevel asur b'hana. Wow. Tosfos says tevel is not asur b'hana. It's only asur b'achilo. Let's say I want to take the tevel and make a bed out of it. Put all the straw down and lie down on it. And get hana'a from there. You don't destroy it at all. That's fine. It's mutter. Says Tosfos. Tosfos says tevel is mutter b'hana'a, but tevel tahar and tevel tame, both of them are aser b'hana'a shel kiloi. If you look in the Rashba argues. The Rashba says, he quotes Rashi and then he quotes Tosfos. Then he argues even on Tosfos. He says tevel tame dafka ka'amar. Only tevel tame is aser to be malvik. Tevel tahar is mutter. The Yochid Kamar, Rashi says it's called Shekei Not, Tosfos says it's Hu Adin Not, and the Rashba says no, it's okay. Hachi Kamar says the Gemara, according to the Rashba, Ma Truma Tahora Ein Lecha Achila Elimishat Sarmam Ve'Eilach, just like Tahar Truma, which we'll see in the Gemara in a minute. Bez Hashem, you're not allowed to eat it except from Shas HaRama, so to Truma Temeya, you can't burn it except from Shas HaRama. Ula Olam Tevel Tahor Mutr Lahablikbo. Hana'a shel kiloi by tevel tar is mutter. The kiva, why? Here's a key line. Kivan de shaycha ba achila mamish in aser ba ela achila mamish. You look at what benefit is the ikur benefit of this item. Tevel you could eat. If you could eat it, if it's shaycha in the world of eating, so only eating is aser. And hana'a is mutter. Right? By other items that, by betruma temeya, you can't eat. So therefore, you have to talk about something else, right? You have to, every time, but if there's something that's a dvar achila, so then you're allowed to, you only, I say it's usher to eat, but if it's not usher to eat, so then, if it's not subject to eating, then you can go to the hana. So, machlokas rishonim here, when the Gemara says, you can't lie with tevel tameh, b'chol, v'ein sochon, and b'shabbos, so Rashi says, Rashi and Tosas both say, the halacha also applies to tevel tahar, you're not allowed to lie with. Tosas, though, allows you to get benefit from tevel tahar, but the Rashba says that you are allowed to get benefit from tevel tahar. The Rambam, by the way, says here, he just quotes our Gemara, so you don't exactly know what he means, but the Radva says, the whole chiddush of this Gemara is only for a kohen. A Kohen who's allowed to get benefit from Truma Tameya, that's the Chiddush, that he cannot get benefit from Tevel Tameh. You can't get benefit until the Hafrasha and the Harama was done. But Yisrael, obviously, Truma's already off limits, surely Tevel, says the Radvaz. This is in Meiser Vav Beis. So Yisrael for sure, there's no real chiddush. So says it, but it says the halacha, but the chiddush is only for kohanim. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara. So we had, you can't lie with tevel tameh. Kayotzebo, similarly, ein malikin beneft, lavan b'chol, you can't use neft, white neft, also different type of material, on a weekday in Sarchlam b'Shabbos, and surely not on Shabbos either. You can't use either of them. So why? So bishlama neft lavan b'bnei shuaf. Neft lavan, this white neft is asur to use because it's dangerous. B'nei shuaf, as we said. Avol tevel tameh, my time, but what's wrong with tevel tameh? So Amar Kra, now we have the psukim that the Rishonim quoted. Va'ani hinei nasati l'chas mishpev, says Trumosai. I have given you my trumos. That's plural. B'shtei trumos akasim adaber. So we compare the two trumos. Achas truma tahora, the achas truma tameya. We compare truma tahora and truma tameya. Ma truma tahora, ein l'chaba ela mishas harama ve'eloch. Just like truma tahora, the coin can only benefit from after shas harama. Meaning, tevel, he cannot get benefit from. Av truma tameya, ein l'chaba ela mishas harama ve'eloch. So too truma tameya, he cannot get benefit from, except from Sha'as Harama. So, interesting, this Gemara highlights an issue that's brought up by the Achronim, and that is, if a Kohen could eat Truma, so what's wrong with Tevel? Isn't Tevel Usur only because of the Truma Shebo? Isn't that true? And that's what Rashi sounds like in Yevamis on Daf Pei Vav. Rashi says, Ma Truma Toveles, Shekol Zman Shelo Hufrasha, Chayavin Misa Alachiloso Shel Tevel. The language of the Gemara is Truma is Tovel. Truma causes problems, that Rashi says, because after all, before our fresh is done, it's Chayav Misa. Tosva says, you can't take Rashi literally. What, you're telling me Tevel is only Usur because of the Truma Shabo? So why can't a Kohen eat it then? Why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? Tevel is Usur for Kohen too. But if it's only Usur Mishum the Truma, so what's the problem? Kohen can eat Truma. So it has to be something deeper, not just, Tevel can't be Usur just because of the Truma Shabo. And Rabbi Yosef Engel has an article about this in Asman Daraisa, in Klal Beis. He discusses this machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos, and he quotes, it can't be purely for Rashi that it's also because of the Truma Shabo. Or, rather, maybe it is also mitrum the Truma Shabo, but before the Truma is Hufrash, it's also even to a Kohen also. That's the formulation. Yes, it's also because of the Truma Shabo, but a Kohen is only mutter to benefit from Truma after Hafrasha. Before, and Truma is also also to him. Where do you have a parallel? Says the Asman Daraisa, Venir B'yishav Das Rashi, De Kamo De Matzinu B'kachim. What about by karbanas? Dekodem hazrika v'ha haktara. Before you do the zrika and the haktara, havi hakola gavoa. Everything belongs to Hashem. Before I do zrika sadam, a kohen can't eat anything. V'achare hazrika v'ha haktara, az hakohanim o abaylim yishulchan gavoa kazachi. And after I do this action, then I can benefit from. So hachinami afshar. Da hatruma hamu'urevis betevel hi chela gavoa. V'yalkein asura az lakol. Before I do this action of hafrasha, it's usur to everybody, it's off limits. V'yachare hafrasha az hakohanim yishulchan gavoa kazachu. That's the Rabbi saying about the Rabbi Yosef Engel is a beautiful comparison to Karbanis. Just like Karbanis, until I do this action, it's usur, and afterwards it's mutter to me. So to here. So what's going to be mutter afterwards? Until I do this action, it's not going to be allowed. And he says in Matsasi, Raya Brura as far as os. I found a Raya Brura to this from the Rambam Anuchas Trumos in the 12th parak, where the Rambam says, V'chein asur lohen sheyach tevu trumus u'maisras. It's asur for the Kohanim and the Levim to grab their trumus u'maisras. V'yafilu lish'ol chelkan b'fi, and even to ask for it. Asur. Ela notzlin b'kavod. They're not allowed to. They take b'kavod. If somebody gives it to them, then they could take. Sha'al shulchan ha'makom hein ochlin, v'al shulchano hein shosim. They're eating and drinking on God's table. Umatanos elu la'shem heim, v'hu zoche lahen. Beautiful Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Tes, and Hilchos Trumos, where the Rambam says we have to look at not just Karbanos, but Trumos and Maaseros. He says Trumos and Maaseros are Mishulchan Gavoha, Kazachu. So he says Rabbi Yosef Engel, V'lashon Shal Shulchan HaMakom Hein Ochlin, Shekaz of a Rambam, Hu Mamish Kalashim Mishulchan Gavoha Kazachu, Hamuzka B'Shas B'chol Duchti Gabi Kachim. But the Rambam's quoting it by Trumos and Maaseros. So he says, yeah, that's exactly the point. Because by Trumos and Maaseros also, before they eat it, is Mishulchan Gavoha, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, even if you want to say like Rashi, Daf Pei Vav in Yevamos, that says that Tevel is only usher because of the Truma Shabo, it's still going to be usher to Kohanim. Still going to be usher to Kohanim, right? And that's what the our Gemara says. Just like Truma Tahora is Ein Lachaba Elamishas Harama Ve'elch, it's only Ro'oi and Magia to you after the Shas Harama. So too by Truma to Meya. Okay, very important aspect Daraisa in Klal Beis and the Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Pei Vav. We had an Ian Shear, just to remind the old one, we had an Ian Shear a couple of years ago about Tevel. Right? It's on the OU site. What about Tevel? The pashtus is, we know that when something grows, a person is allowed to eat it in the field. Let it go out and eat in the field. You get allowed to eat it arai. Let it snack in the field before I bring it in. There are six events that are kovela maisris midirabanan. There are some that are kovela maisris daraisa, meaning if I have gemar malacha, I bring it into my house and I make it into a nice neat pile, meruach, so then it's chayav daraisa and shubus maisris. There are some events that even are kovei drabanan, bishul, chatzer, Shabbos, six events the Rambam describes in Hilchos Maaseros. But what's the lamdus? So before that, I'm allowed to snack on it in the field. So pashas, I would have said, because it's not tevel yet. It only gets a shame tevel when you bring it in. That's a simple understanding. But if you look in the Gemara, the language of the Gemara in the sixth parak in Brachas and elsewhere, the Gemara says, ein hatevel mischayiv b'maaseros ad till Gemar Malacha, till Rias Pnei Abayis. So what's the language of the Gemara? Ain't a Tevel Mishayev? Should say, it's not Tevel yet. What do you mean, Ain't a Tevel Mishayev Maestras? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there's a Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Maseches Trumos, where the Rambam says, no, it is Tevel already. But it's Tevel that you're allowed to eat. The Shem Tevel is automatic. But on a Daraisa level, Shem Tevel is Mutter to eat Arai. Mutter to eat Arai. And what's Keva? What's Keva? Only when you do Rias Pnei Abayis and Meiruach. Once you have Gemar Malacha, so then that eating is not called a snacking anymore. Now that's called a serious eating. So interesting, though we would have said, Pashtus, that there's no Tevel until later on, the language of the Gemara tips us off. And the Rambam, and the Pirush Mishnayos and Trumas says it explicitly, that this Tevel right away is just that you're allowed to eat it until it's you eat it Achilas Keva, which is after Meiruach and Riyas Pnei Abayis. Okay, Gufa, says the Gemara, two dots. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, a Malikin Bitzri. Rav Shimon Elazar says, you're not allowed to be Madlik Bitzri, as we said before, you're not allowed to use balsam. V'chein haya. Oh, just stop here for a minute. Rashi. Eilim Bitzri, Rashi says, K'dibafarish Le'el, like we had earlier. And then Rashi says, V'od, and there's another reason the Gemara is about to add why you're not allowed to be light with Tzri, because you're only allowed to light with items that come from fruit. But items that come from trees, sap that comes from a tree is sraf ba'alma, and it does not light well. And that's another reason why you're allowed to light. So interesting. So it's very flammable, but it doesn't continue the life of the candle. As it continues, it doesn't light well because it's sap, and it's not juice from a fruit, and therefore it's another reason why you're not allowed to use it. So it could be we have three reasons. We have because it's a great smelling it produces a great smell and aroma, and therefore you might come to take some out of it, or because it's off, it's dangerous. And according to Rashi, because third reason, because it comes from eights and not from a pre, and that's why it doesn't light well. V'chein. Rashi does quote another pshat that maybe really, we're not adding on another reason here from Adikim Mitzri. This v'chein is just another statement that he said, but it's not connected to the previous line of the Braisa. Okay, either way. V'chein hayar Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Tzri, eino ela sraf me'atzei ha-ketaf. Tzri, this balsam is sap that comes from the tree of a ketaf. So again, Rashi had the two days. Whether this is another third reason, or is a separate statement, he's just making a comment. Good. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, kol hayotzei min ha'etz ein malikin bo. Anything that comes out of a tree, you can't use. Tosfos notes, isn't this the same exact line that we're going to have in 2 days from now on Chav Zayin Amabez, where it says, Kol Hayotzi Menaith in Maligin Bo, but there it has an exception, Ela Pishtun. There it says, except Pishtun. So why Rabbi Shmuel here has no exceptions, there has an exception? Tosfos says, talking about two different things. Over there, the Mishnah is talking about wicks. The Mishnah is talking about psul psilos. Here we're talking about psul of fuels, of shmanim. So in terms of shmanim, there are no exceptions. No exceptions. A malika, anything that comes out of a tree, a malika. But over there, we're speaking about coming out of the wood itself, being used for wicks. That's the difference between this statement and the Mishnah later on. Rabbi Shmuel ben Broka, Omer, ein malika, ela b'yotze min ha-pri. You can only use from items for fuel that comes out of fruit, because that burns well. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, ein malikin ela b'shemen zayis b'lavad. Rabbi Tarfon says only shemen zayis, like Rabbi Tarfon said in the Mishnah, on daf chaf dal on a base. Only olive oil, said Rabbi Tarfon. It relates to what we had before. Rabbi Tarfon was very rich, we just had it on a base. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Ragla. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stands on his feet, the Amar. Mayasu anshi, what do you mean only shemen zayis? Mayasu anshi bavel, shein lam ela shemen shumshimin. What about anshi bavel, that only have sesame oil? Umayasu anshi madai, shein lam ela shemen agosim. Anshi madai only have oil from nuts. Umayasu anshi Alexandria, shein lam ela shemen sinonos. Anshi Alexandria only have shemen from radishes. Umayasu anshi kaputkia, shein lam lokach velokach ela neft. They only have neft. And they only have that. So how could you say, what, it's aser to use all others? You have to use shemen zayis? Ela ein lecha, ela masha amru, chachamim ein malikin. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Tarfon, you went too far. Right? Whatever Chazal told us we're not allowed to use, we're not allowed to use, and everything else we are allowed to use. What's the language of Amad al-Raglav? He stands up on his feet? Right? What's that language? Are we supposed to get something from that language? Says the Ben Yehoyada. Creative. Lefi pshuto shel davar hutzrach la amod. Two reasons. Number one, kedi lafarsim ta'anaso ulashmiya kol beis hamedrash kulo. Maybe just to publicize and say aloud. She eskimo kol hachachavim hayoshvim levarav shetoyin al Rabbi Tarfon. He was taking this claim very seriously. He didn't want this to be accepted. So therefore, he had to stand up to make sure it was heard. The other idea, he says, ach nirli otam. Why do you stand up? To be merami something to Rabbi Tarfon. She'ein gozrim davar la tzibur elem kein yecholim lamod bo. You can't make a gzera on the tzibur unless it could stand in Klal Yisrael. Your gzera, Rabbi Tarfon, cannot stand. Ka'adam osha omir ala glav. V'zeh adar shekadar Rabbi Tarfon to lahaduk abashem zayis. Ein zeh amid avikiyum. It's not going to happen. It's impossible. Right? And that's what that's a part and parcel of a rule of gzera. If gzera is not going to last in Klal Yisrael, so then we say that it's no gzeras. That's what he stood up as if to say, Rabbi Tarfon, your gzera is not going to be able to stand up. Number two. The third idea, he says, there's a language of matzah yadav aragla beis hamedrash. You find any svara, you find any support in the beis hamedrash. So by standing up, he was saying, Rabbi Tarfon, bo matzah ragla beis hamedrash bedavar zeh, shomer laser shar shmanim. Achani amati, I'm standing in the beis hamedrash because I'm matzah si raglai. My feet have support in the beis hamedrash to be matzah other shmanim. So really, three ideas, he says. The second one is the most creative one in terms of the gzera requiring to be accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we continue now. Continue the brisa. We're still in the middle of the brisa. Umalikim shemen dagin ube itron. And the Tana says that you're allowed to use oil that comes from fuel, that comes from fish, and itron, even though it's foul smelling. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, malikim shemen pakuos of a neft. You could use shemen from pakuos and neft. Sumchas Omer, kolayotzi min abasar, in malikim ba'olab shemen dagim. You could only use anything that comes from flesh, only shemen dagim. Sumchas ayinu tanakama. So that's okay. It's similar to the earlier shita of Rabbi Yochanan, right? You could use fish oil. Ike beinayad rav bruna marav alo masayimi. The note of the nafkamin is, what about the other oils, mixtures? Like we had before, bruna amarav safek. If you mix it with other oils, it is okay. Valo masayimi. And we don't know exactly who says what, but that was an nafkamin between them. Okay, Tanya. We are up to a blot and a half of Inyani Tumah V'Tahara. Once we're speaking about little begadim and what could be used, what cannot be used, so we speak about little begadim and laws of Tumah V'Tahara. Whenever Tumah V'Tahara comes up, we have to always focus on it more and try to learn the messages of Tumah V'Tahara. I think we've quoted before, the Rugged Shaver has a suffix in general about Tumah V'Tahara. How much is Tumah Amitzias? How much is Tahara Amitzias? Meaning, what's the natural state and what's the new state? Do we say everything is Tameh unless tahor? Or do we say everything is tahor unless tameh? The language of the Ragachavar. Ha'im hi mitzias ruchanit shechala ala chifetz ha'tameh? Well, this is, well, two things. That was a, he says, ha'im ha'im, he says, is there a yitzira of tuma? Or is there a minia of tuma? That's one suffix that he had, as I just said. Number two, the other point is, how do we look at tuma? Look at, listen to his lashon. Ha'im hi mitzias ruchanit shechala ala chifetz ha'tameh? There is a spiritual reality that is chal on the item. Orak, or no, there's no spiritual reality, there's just dinim, what we would call Isser Gavra. Right, that is the suffix that we would say. Second side is, oh, maybe it's a more din Gavra, rak dinim, kagon sha'asr lahachniso, the base amigdash, v'lagasi to betruma. Right, so it's chefsa Gavra, that's his suffix, is a tumen Isser chefsa that's chal on the item, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to behave as if there's a reality on the item, but there's no real reality on the item. And there are, nafkamina might be in terms of cheskas tuma, cheskas tara. So that is a big discussion of the Ragachavar. Okay, either way, let's get into this. Says the Gemara Tanya. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Kola yotzei min ha'eitz. Anything that comes out of a tree, out of a plant. Ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. What does that mean? Little begadim. Shimon ben Elazar Shita is going to be based on, as we're going to see soon, that the only real begadim in life are tsemer upishtan. Flax, linen, and wool, because those are the ones mentioned in the Torah. Anything other than that, so then the material itself is not makabel tuma. So ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh, it does not have the tuma of 3x3 etzbos. If it's just a little garment that's 3x3 finger breadths, so that is not makabel tuma. And umesachah gubo, you're even allowed to use it for schach. Because it's not makabel tumah. Anything that's makabel tumah cannot be used for schach. We know the Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph, the Sugi is Daf Yud Beis. The schach has to have three requirements. Makabel tumah, grow from the ground and not be attached to the ground. But these small types of materials are not makabel tumah. And therefore, you're allowed to use it for schach. Masachah gimbo. Chutz mi pishton, except for pishton. That's the only thing that comes out of a tree. Obviously, tsemer comes from an animal. But tsemer and pishton are the only begadim that have the status of a beged. Beautiful. Now we have a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, v'tanah d'Rabbi Yishmael amar davar echad. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who we just quoted, and the following, tanah d'Rabbi Yishmael, hold the same thing. They both hold that there is a uniqueness of tzemer upishtan, and everything else is not makabel tuma. Rav Shimon ben Elazar had to amran, tanah d'Rabbi Yishmael, mahi, what's that, Brisa? The tanah d'Rabbi Yishmael as follows. Ho avanemru begadim b'torah stam, since it says begadim in the Torah, without specifying which types of materials, like by tumas shratzim and tumas mace. It just says begadim upire lachakasa beechan mehen semer upishim, and then in one context by tumas nigaim, which Beis Hashem will talk more about tomorrow, the uniqueness of tumas nigaim and the three different mitzvahs of tzara'as coming to the body and the clothing and the house. We'll talk tomorrow Beis Hashem about the tumas, the three different mitzvahs. But since the Torah specifies in one context certain types of materials, so we say it must be those are the types of materials that the Torah always means. Malahalan, semer upishtin, I've called semer upishtin. Just like over there, the Torah means semer upishtin by tumas begadim, tzara'as, so too here by semer upishtin. That's Tana d'Rabbi Yishmael. So Abaya says that both Rav Shimon Elazar and Tana d'Rabbi Yishmael both hold that there's no tuma, there's no kabbalas tuma by the other materials, only by semer upishtin. Rava Amar, shlosh al shlosh, chab sharkad begadim ikibinayu. No, Rava says you're right. The tiny begadim, 3x3 finger breadths, so that for sure, there's no tumah by those by other begadim. But when you get a little bigger, 3x3 tfachim, shlosha, shlosha tfachim, right? Shlosha is zachar, so shlosha, shlosha tfachim, b'shar begadim ikibinayu. So by the other materials, once you get a little bigger, 3x3 tfachim, that's a machlokas. Rav Shimon Elazar is slave. Rav Shimon Elazar does hold that 3x3 tfachim, there is kabbalas tumah by those. We'll see by the beginning of tomorrow's daf. It's actually the bottom of today's. Where does he know that from? That's what he assumes. Well, Tana d'Rabbi Yishmael, less like, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, no, he rejects all tuma, even by 3x3 tfachim, by other begadim. Period. So by the way, also he said, well, let's just finish and then we'll see it this time afterwards. The kuliyama miya shalosh shalosh, but semer upishtin mitamei begadim minalan. But everybody agrees, if you have a tiny little beged, 3x3 finger breaths, by tzemer and pishtin, by those two, it is mitamei begadim, even though it's tiny. How do you know that? How do you know that? The Pnei Yeshua says, even though, right here, he says, even though we most of these shiurim, 3x3, 4x4, you have Mishnayis, that talk about Mesechus Kalim, different amounts of material for different materials. Sock has this material, and or and mefits. They all have different shiurim. L'chora, those are all halacha Moshe Mitzrayim shiurim, says the Pnei Yeshua, because where else do you get those shiurim from? But, says the Pnei Yeshua, there must be a baseline of svara. That's what Gemara is saying here. There must be a baseline. How do you know 3x3? Because if it's all halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, there's nothing to talk about. What do you mean? How do you know this? Right? There's no source for halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So it must be that some of it is mistaver. What's nechshav a beged? Or we learn that out from some sukkim. So that's why the Gemara asks. But the smallest of begadim, 3x3 finger breaths, by tzemer and pishtim, how do you know? How do you know that that's enough of a beged, even though it's not a real beged yet? It's just a piece of material. So Tanya, beged ainli ela beged shalosh minayin. I only know a whole beged is matame, could become tame with saras. Shalosh minayin tame lomer v'ha beged that we know is even 3x3. I veim al rabo shlosha. Alright, so how do you know that the habeged is including the tiny beged? Maybe a tiny beged is not. Maybe you need a bigger one by Samar Upishtim. Veim al rabo shlosha. Maybe it's to include 3x3 tvachim, not 3x3 finger breaths. The Gemara says, no, valav kavachomer uhu, it's a kavachomer. Hashta shesiva arev matame, if just raw materials, the strings, if shesi and arev is mitame and there's no gemar malach at all, it's just the strings, shlosha shlosha migboy, of course 3x3 tvachim is going to be mitame. You don't need a pasuk for that. So that's why you have to use the pasuk for shalosh al shalosh, for 3x3 etzbos. Says the gemar 1 minute, yaki shalosh al shalosh nami leis v'kav v'chomer, 3x3 etzbos is also should be a kav v'chomer from shesi and arev. Because at least 3x3, it's still a finished swatch. It's a little piece of a beged. It's not a full beged, but it's still a kavachomer from Shesi and Arev. So the Gemara said, no. Ella, the following. Shlosha al shlosha, if you have a beged of 3x3 tfachim, techazu bein lashir and bein laniyim, which is fit to be used even for rich people. They would use such a beged. It's not totally worthless, so asi b'kavachomer. That, you would know a kavachomer for sure. It is usable, and therefore you don't need a pasuk for that. It's a kavachomer from Shesi and Arif. Shalosh al shalosh, but shalosh al shalosh, which is tiny, la'aniyim u'techazin, la'ashirim lo'chazin, la'asi b'kavachomer. So only aniyim would use such a tiny little beged, not ashirim. So you wouldn't say this is an objective beged, so time at the kasvei kras, so only because you have viha beged do you include that for Kabbalah's tumah. Halo kasvei kras, lo garmina b'kavachomer. Without the pasuk, I wouldn't have learned the kavachomer. So what do we learn? That a tiny little beged, 3x3, etzbo'os, by wool and linen, by Tzemer Upishtim, that is Makabal Toma. Says the Gemara, finishing up for today, the Yimel Rabo Shlosha Shlosha Bashar Begadim. Who says this to teach me? Fine, you know 3x3 Tfachim by Tzemer Upishtim, but then you have a choice. Do you learn 3x3 Tfachim by other Begadim, or do you learn 3x3 Etzbos by Tzemer Upishtim? So which, how do you know? The Gemara said you learn 3x3 Etzbos by Tzemer Upishtim. Maybe it's a lesser of a Chiddush, and you should learn it 3x3 tfachim by other begadim. So where is it? No. Amar kra, beget semru pishtim. Beget semru pishtim in midiach rinilo. No special limit. It repeats semru pishtim to exclude other begadim. V'yema ki yimei mishalosh al shalosh. Maybe it only excludes other begadim from the tiny shear. 3x3 etzvos. Avo shlosh al shlosh mitame. But maybe the bigger one, 3x3 tfachim, should be mitame. So where is it? No. Tre miyutik sivei. No, we have two miyutim. It repeats it. Beget semru oba beget pishtim. Chalamuti mishalosh al shalosh. V'chalamute Mishlosha al shlosha. Period. That's what we excluded. Period. That's the first section. We're going to go back to Rava now and discuss how does he know that if you exclude other begadim, how do you know there's any tumah by other begadim? That's what we're going to get into now, and he's going to talk about shrutz, tumah shrutzim versus tumah negam and the like. Just one ha'ara. It's semi of a side point, but it came up. The beginning of the discussion spoke about when something is makabal tumah, so it can't be used for schach. It's an interesting discussion when it comes to schach and the sukkah. It's really a mesecha sukkah topic, but just to mention one ha'ara, we have 2 minutes left, so one ha'ara, and that is, what is the definition of a sukkah? When we say a sukkah has requirements, so yes, we know that a sukkah is, the schach is the ikr, the sukkah, the schach has a certain standard, what it has to be made of, right, the 3 different requirements that I mentioned before, and the walls do not, but once the sukkah is made, are the walls part of the sukkah? Or are they just a hechi timsi for the schach, and the schach is the ikr part of the sukkah? That seems to be a machlokas rishonim. Even the first daf, sukkah daf beis, Rashi at the beis of an aleph says, the al shem haschach kruya sukkah. It's called a sukkah because of the schach, emphasizing the schach. But doesn't really give it away. Where is it given away? Later on. Important machlokas. Rishonim on Daf Tesamad Aleph, where the Gemara says that there's a concept of Huktza L'mitzvaso. Rav Sheshe says in the name of Rabbi Akiva on Daf Tesin Sukkah, Minayin La'atzi Sukkah Shasur and Kol Shiva. How do you know that the Atzi Sukkah are also all 7 days of Sukkah's time alone? Mar Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim LaShem. We compare it to the Chagigah K'shem Shachal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagigah K'achal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. So we know that the Sukkah is Huktza L'mitzvaso. You can't use a Sukkah for any other purpose during Sukkah's. What does that apply to? Says the Rambam, Atze Sukkah Asuran Kol Shmonas Yimei Achag Bein Atze Tfanos Bein Atze Schach Vav Tez Vav in Hilchos Sukkah. The Rambam says even the walls, the wood of the walls is Asur. And the Rush right there in the first parak in Os Yud Gimel says no. Vahai Da Asiri Atze Sukkah Hainu Dafka Haschach Aval Atze Tfanos Mishra Shari. Machlokas Rambam Rush, and we could generalize it. What's the definition of this? You need walls, obviously, and you need schach. But once you have the sukkah, so you look at the walls as just a hechi timsi, a way to hold up your schach, but the schach is the anchor part of the sukkah? Or do you say, no, the walls have significance, and nafkamina, whether the walls are usur, huksa l'mitzvaso as well. Anyway, this is the Gemara related to Sukkah, but this gets us into Tumah V'Tahara, and we will stop right here, Beis Hashem, with Ula Rav.